What is the process whereby the Eibushter invested that power into us? The process whereby the Eibushter invested the power into us so we could make a physical world with all its finite limitations into a place that's a suitable vessel for God. The place, the point in history where God invested that power into us was at Matan Torah. But what actually happened at Matan Torah was still not the whole story. Because it's true that at Matan Torah was investing us the power to make the world into a suitable vessel for godly revelation. But there's more than that. The ultimate is that we ourselves, as individual human beings, that the Jewish people themselves be suitable vessels for all revelations of God, till the ultimate revelation of God Himself. When will we best? When was that power vested into us? Also at Matan Torah. But there was an event that took place before Matan Torah, which made it possible for that power to be invested in us at Matan Torah. Because the truth is, there's a two-step process here. Before God invests that power into the Jewish people, every revelation, everything that comes to the Jewish people from the Eibushter, Eibushter set up a system that there is a leader of the generation, meaning there is an individual soul that is the all-inclusive soul of the entire Jewish people. Any power or any revelation that's given over or that's invested in the Jewish people has to pass through that individual first. And once that revelation passes through that individual, who is the all-inclusive soul of the generation, only then is it passed along to the rest of the Jewish people. So he is the pipeline, so to speak, whereby all godly revelation and all godly transfer of power from God to us, everything that comes down to us has to pass through him first.